Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the NBA DFS Today podcast by Sports Ethos. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined by Mr. Kenny Taylor to go ahead and break down a single game showdown slate here for the Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Kenny, I don't know if I've read this playoff series super well so far this season, or so far this playoffs. How have you felt about this series so far?
I was a little hit and miss. I felt like I got Bam right whenever he had a nice little game or a bad game. But outside of that, the other ancillary pieces, I couldn't really get a read on. I've been playing a lot of brown unders. But like you said, when it comes to the Heat, I had no idea what I'm doing outside of figuring out if Bam's going to come and show up or not.
Yeah, it's been tough, man. This Heat team has really surprised me all season long. I can't believe that we're in this spot here with Boston down 3-1. But hey, we'll see how it goes, man. If they win this one, they'll have a little bit of life. They just got to win one more in Miami, then go back to Boston. You never know what happens, but obviously no one's come back down from 3-0. So anyways, let's jump right into it, man. We do have the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat here. Let's see here. We do have a total of who knows what it is because DraftKings is screaming with me. There we go. We've got a spread here of 8.5 points in favor of the Celtics. I think it opened around 7.5 on most sports books, so looks like it's trending a little bit towards the Celtics there. We also have a game total of 215.5 for this game. All right, Kenny, man, let's talk to me about DraftKings here. What are you going for the captain spot? Who are you looking at, man?
Right now I'm just looking at one of three pieces for my captain spot. If you want to continue riding the hot hand, get a little cheaper, you can go with Caleb Martin. If you want to have the low ownership route, hoping that he's finally going to have a game and his hand heals up, you can go with Brown for 14-7. Or you could really just go the cheapest route possible, hope Gabe Vincent is out, and just run Kyle Lowry at 8-4. It really just depends how you're going with the captain spot on how you're going to be rostering the rest of the players. But I really feel like I might talk myself into rostering Lowry just so I could get three spend ups in my lineup. How about yourself?
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on, man. I went with Caleb Martin here with my build. I think, you mentioned it. He's been just absolutely on fire this series. I think a big part of that, though, is that the Celtics are kind of just willing to let him get whatever he wants to get. I mean, he's shooting lights out, but that's because most of the shots he's getting are pretty much wide open. I mean, he's the guy out there kind of leaving to go hedge, pretty hard on other guys like Jimmy Butler. So, I think Caleb Martin is that guy that's going to get a lot of shots here. As you said, Gabe Vincent, questionable for this one with that injury. If he doesn't play, I think it kind of raises all the other role players there, like a Caleb Martin or a Max Strus. Or Kyle Lowry, of course. Kyle Lowry will be obviously in play there. I didn't get to Kyle Lowry. I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are, though. I mean, of those three guys, you said Lowry, Caleb Martin, and I can't remember who else you said, but which of those guys do you think is going to be more highly owned in that captain spot?
Highly owned in the captain spot. I'm really going to see it's going to be Caleb Martin out of those three. The other player that I suggested was Jaylen Brown, since he's been underperforming in this series. But I really do feel like you would have an edge on ownership if you go that route. And if you have a hot game, I mean, that's basically just an automatic cash in any type of lineup if you just got a couple of the right pieces around them. But when it comes to, like, the number one owned player in the captain spot, I really see that being Jimmy Butler. I really do think you're going to be seeing a lot of Bills where Butler's going to be the captain. Then you're probably going to have two of either Martin, Bam, Tatum. Then you're going to get some cheapies in either Laurie, especially if Vincent is out, Struce, Robinson, and either Rob or Grant Williams. I really see a lot of Bills are going to be looking like that.
Yeah.
So if you actually use Laurie as your captain, you can really get different. Include like a Brogdon into your lineup, since I really don't see him being over 20% owned. You could throw Hartford in, but I really think he just had the one good game in the series. I think they're going to cover him up. I'll give him those open threes again. And if you really want to, like, if you have Laurie in your captain spots, you can roster Tatum, Brown, Bam.
Yeah.
And if you get these three players in your lineup, you can just fill it in with the cheapies, going from like a White and Duncan Robinson build, I believe, or White and Grant Williams. And I really do feel like you're going to have ownership on at least one of those star players in Tatum or Bam. And your lineup might be a little different to cash in both cash games and GPPs.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I think one thing we're agreeing on here kind of silently is that, you know, we're both kind of in the camp of fading Jimmy Butler. I do think he's going to be heavily owned. Here's my little tinfoil hat moment here for you guys. But I think, you know, going back to Boston, I think there's a lot of incentive here for the series to continue, obviously, with a big break here before the finals start. I do think, you know, if Jimmy doesn't get that kind of helpful whistle that he usually gets, it's going to be a rough Jimmy game. I really do think that that's possible, because if he's not getting to the line and scoring from the line, a large percentage of his points come from the line, then, you know, he's just not going to have a high enough scoring game to get you where you need him to be with that price point he's at there. But the other guy that you mentioned that I want to kind of hit on here, Grant Williams, 2-6 is what his salary is on DraftKings, but 29 minutes in the last two games, 26 minutes in the game before that. Those minutes are there. I think for me, he's a must roster. So, you know, as you said, you know, if you get one of those cheaper guys into your captain spot, which I'm definitely going with, you can still get those other three studs in there. But I think you offset that a little bit with Grant Williams also, where you can still spend up a little bit on that other guy you got to get in there. So he's a guy I would definitely heavily look at. He's another guy that's shooting lights out, 4-for-7 last game, 5-for-7 the game before that. But again, the situation is he's getting a lot of wide open threes. They're just leaving him wide open at that 3-point line. So you're just going to hope that he hits those shots. And if he does, he's going to hit value for you there at that price point. So I think we're pretty much in agreement on how to attack this slate, though. So that makes me excited, Kenny. We're gonna win us some money here.
We're going to win together or lose together, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. For FanDuel, it's a little different. You know, obviously, you don't have to spend more on your MVP there. I did take a look at FanDuel because I knew it was going to be a short little show here, so I want to give him a little bit more content. So Jason Tatum, I think you can go with him MVP pretty easily. Bam at star, which is a 1.5 points. I think that's a pretty easy call for me as well if I'm going to fade Jimmy. Obviously, Jimmy's the other guy I'd go with if I wasn't going to with Bam. And then in the pro spot, I'm putting Caleb Martin at 9.5. Again, I just think he's going to get those open shots. Has a pretty high ceiling. They can still fit guys like Malcolm Brogdon, Derek White. You can maybe even fit Al Horford in there if you spend down a little bit. Kyle Lowry's in play, obviously, if Gabe Vincent's out. That's a good play as well. So that's kind of how I'm going to attack that on FanDuel. I think it's pretty straightforward over there. I think a lot of people are going to have that same build. So I'm not being super contrarian, but I do think it's pretty straightforward. So that's why I'm attacking that one. But let's talk about Thrive, man. Thrive Fantasy, if you guys aren't there, thrivefantasy.com is where you go. You sign up, use promo code ETHOS, get your first positive match up to $250. Do you have any plays here from Thrive, Kenny?
I got two. Okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, I got at least one here, but why don't you hit me with it, and I'll see if I can find another one. Go ahead, man.
All right, let me get it pulled up real quick. You don't want to get it mixed up with the actual props.
Here's the one. Yeah, I feel like here's the one I'm actually I'm eyeing right now, and I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there. It might be one of yours too, Kenny, but Jimmy Butler under 28.5 points, and that's 105 points for that one. Again, just feel like tinfoil hat me wants to say they want to extend this game. He's not gonna get those calls he's been getting all series. If that is the case, I think he'll end up somewhere in like the 20 to 25 point range. So he's gonna go just slightly under, but I do like the under there. What you got from Kenny?
All right, first play I got is actually Kyle Lowry over 3.5 total assists. Especially if Gabe Vincent is out, I really do feel like this is going to be a 30-minute spot for Kyle Lowry. And with his playmaking ability, that's something you can actually get out the way in at least the first half, if possible.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm going to throw this one out there, too. And it's just, you know, I'm all over this guy, so why not? Caleb Martin over 17.5 points and rebounds. I think if Gabe Vincent is out, it also raises his floor a little bit. He's going to have to take a few more shots, a few more threes. So I'm hoping he hits, you know, he's been hitting in that like 12 to 16 point range. So if he hits there again, I think it's pretty easy for him to go over. That's 100 points there on Thrive. What's your last one there, Kenny?
And the last one I got is Bam Adebayo over 9.5 total rebounds. Again, I really do feel like this is going to be a nice little Bam game. And I really do feel like this is going to be a double-double spot for him. If you have the books and, you know, you have the over-under on Bam, definitely take the over on that. I feel like that's going to be an easy play. And I feel like that's something you're going to be able to get on Underdog as well.
Yeah. I like it, man. I love it. That's it for us, guys. That's going to be our show as far as DraftKings go. But definitely tune in. You know, we are doing MLB DFS content now on DFS today. If you guys didn't know, we're doing that Saturdays for the Sunday slate. So look for those Saturday nights into Sunday morning. We're going to be dropping that knowledge for you. Mr. Tim's going to join me there. I had a lot of fun with him last time. We'll be doing that again. If you guys don't know, we also do NFL DFS with Michael Fiddle. They're going to be leading up that division with us again. We do it all year round, guys. We do every sport. So stick with us. Keep tuning in. Hope you all enjoy that show. I am Keith York. You can find me on Twitter at Ethos Keith. And Kenny, where can we find you and your work, man?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. I'm always talking about all levels of basketball. We just started the WNBA season last week. We are already up probably about 25-30 units with WNBA this season.
Love it.
And you know, college ball is going to be coming up soon, and as always, I'm always here to talk about ball.
he's got basketball all year round, but yeah, definitely. If you guys aren't aware, also we are trying to grow that fantasy football division over at Sports Ethos. So if you guys like to play fantasy football, if you feel like you know more than the average Joe, do reach out to us. We are looking to build up our draft guide right now. We're gonna be releasing that soon. So super excited about that. But Kenny, thanks for joining me, man. Everybody out there, until next time, go get that money.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.